In this particular podcast, we are going to look at the poem called Poppies in July, which was written by Sylvia Plath. Read over the poem Poppies in July in your Poetry Speaks textbook, and if you are working in class with your peers, have a brief discussion about what you know about the poem, any questions you may have, or what feelings the poem leaves with you. The first heading is subject matter. The speaker, presumably Plath herself, observes some wild poppies growing in a field. Their colour is such an intense red that she imagines them as blazing flames of hell. She wonders if they are harmful, and yet they don't seem to burn her. She also thinks they look like little bloody skirts. Plath then begins to think about the opiate drug contained within the unripe poppy capsule. She wonders if the liquid opiate could seep into her body and dull her troubled and tormented senses, her emotional pain. If that could happen, she may be able to escape from her troubling anxiety and her world would become colourless. The next heading is theme. One key theme in the poem is entrapment, in that the poet feels trapped by her despair and longs to find some means through which to escape. After failing to receive any physical burning from the hell flames, she wonders if she could be drugged by its opiate and exist in a numbed, colourless state. The next heading is quote 3. There are some very powerful and dramatic images in this poem. Can you select 3 that you thought were powerful or disturbing or memorable and write them into your revision worksheet? Then, briefly say why you chose each one. The next heading is imagery. The title and opening line of the poem creates an expectation that this is going to be a pleasant, joyful nature poem. However, it is anything but. The metaphor in which the poppies are likened to hell flames signals that the speaker is under severe mental strain. Her anxiety becomes increasingly clear as the poem develops. In an extended metaphor, she reaches out to touch the hell flames, but appears to be disappointed that nothing burns. She seems to ache for some distraction, even the distraction of physical pain, as a temporary escape from her emotional anguish. Plath also compares the poppies to the skin of a mouth, a bloodied mouth, which again has undertones of violence to it. The image is made all the more disturbing when you realise that Plath wrote this poem at a time when her husband, the poet Ted Hughes, was having an affair which Plath knew about. This suggests that the metaphor of little bloody skirts may be a reference to Hughes's sexual involvement with other women. These and other images in the poem confirm that this poem is not just about poppies, but explores the poet's emotional suffering and attempts to escape it. The next heading is language. Colour clearly is important in the poem. The opening line highlights the intense, almost burning red colour of the poppies, which is contrasted with the poet's yearning for her situation to become colourless. The poet seems desperate to get some relief from the poppy, but its flames won't burn, while the poet wonders if its opiate might offer some relief. Where are your opiates? The language of suffering continues, where Plath asks if she could bleed, which links back to references of suffering and violence in A Mouth Just Bloodied and Little Bloody Skirts. The language of physical pain is accompanied by language to suggest stillness in the final 3 stanzas. The poet states, "If I could bleed or sleep." By the end of the poem, an exhausted Plath is left hoping that the opiate might erase her suffering and end up dulling and stilling her, and leaving her in a state of oblivion where she feels nothing and escapes from her tormented reality. The next heading is form. The poem is 15 lines in length, made up of 7 couplets and 1 single line at the end of the poem. The stanzas look small on the page, delicate almost, even like the poppies. But the imagery in these seemingly fragile couplets is quite violent, nightmarish, and disturbing. Plath uses the present tense in referring to the poppies. You flicker. Later, they are still flickering and she is exhausted watching them. Note also how Plath uses very punchy phrasing in the poem. Most lines are punctuated and many end with either a full stop or exclamation mark, which may suggest her agitated thoughts which seem to shudder across the poem. There are question marks in lines 2 and 10 and exclamation marks in lines 8, 11 and 12. These create a sense of the internal and terrible drama that is playing out in the poet's mind. Another suggestion of her agitated mind is the frequent use of repetition. For example, words such as little, capsule and colourless. This gives the effect of a mind caught in an endless cycle of agitation, struggling to dull or still such thoughts. The next heading is sound. Plath makes very effective use of sibilance in the poem, which almost creates a shiver down our spines. In line 10, for example, she asks, "Where are your opiates, your nauseous capsules?" That persistent S sounds suggest the poet knows how dangerous the drug can be, yet she yearns for it anyway in a desperate attempt to numb her emotional pain and become colourless. By contrast, the lyrical L sounds in the playful P sounds in the title and opening words, Poppies in July, Little Poppies, opens the poem with warm, inviting sounds. The next heading is tone and mood. The tone is one of despair. The poem quickly moves from an image that is pastoral, little poppies, to something much more menacing, little hell flames. The poet then rages through a number of feelings, such as frustration, exhaustion, and yearning. As a reader, we might expect a poem with the title Poppies in July to be quite a pleasant pastoral poem. But Plath quickly dispels that expectation with images of hell flames, the poet's exhaustion, a bloodied mouth, and the mood immediately becomes very somber as we sense the speaker is in despair. The final heading is personal response. Did you find this an interesting poem? What thoughts or feelings did the poem leave you with? What was your impression of the speaker in the poem? How did you feel for her?